You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live on the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, all the issues covering down on them, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, Boomer, I'm making it all the way to the third dipper, and it's only 4 o'clock.
I know.
What are we going to do?
I'm impressed. This is going to be good.
Yeah, I hope so.
Maybe some more stories about Steven Seagal.
No, right? I only almost got beat up one time. I don't know if I have any more of those. But, hey, so listen, we're going to switch gears here. Number three on the triple dipper today, Safe Streets is what I'm calling it. And I began to just kind of wade through the number of stories out there about even the major municipalities in the state struggling to recruit and retain police officers. Law enforcement is having as much trouble as the U.S. military is right now with recruiting and retention. Pray tell, why would that be? We're going to dissect it a little bit. My friend Dale Jackson, host of the Dale Jackson Show on 770 AM, 92.5 FM WVNN up in Huntsville. He's also, by the way, writes for Yellowhammer News. Anyway, bring it on Dale Jackson right now. Hey, bud, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Glad to be here.
Good. So your little guy's not running in the stairwell right now, right?
No, he still is. He doesn't listen one bit, and I think he's kind of mocking me now that he knows I'm otherwise predisposed.
He knows you're a slave to the microphone now, and he can get away with stuff.
That's correct. He, you know, for a kid who's sick today, he sure is going a little crazy.
All right, Mr. Mom, let me run this by you. In the world that we live in right now, I mean, Alabama didn't get all neck deep in the defund the police stuff, although we had a few issues here and there, but we didn't go into it like places like San Francisco and LA and Chicago and Atlanta. But there's stuff out there. But right now, though, we are suffering for people. Law enforcement's got, you know, depleted ranks. Your thoughts on where that came from?
Well, I mean, it's the exact same thing. I mean, loss of respect for authority in general, it would be probably one issue. The other would be the idea that if you are a police officer, you probably hate black people. That would probably be the argument that people would generally make, and I don't think many people want to find themselves in that situation. So it would probably not be a fun thing to do. They've destroyed it reputationally, which is sort of the same as the first one. But just think about this. When I'm growing up, when Boomer's growing up, you know, what do you want to be? Well, I want to be a cop, or I want to, you know, you say I want to be a baseball player or something like that. You know, I don't think people say cop anymore. And I think that has a big impact on it, too, because we treat them like it's somehow bad. I mean, good Lord. We had a TV show called Paw Patrol where the cop dog, I think his name is Chase, he's now, there's a cat version of it now, too. I can't believe that. But anyway, the dog Chase is considered copaganda. They actually come up with a term for it. Law and Order is considered copaganda now.
Come on.
Where we're pretending being too nice about the cops is like somehow bad. And we don't want to do that. We don't want people to think the cops are good people.
But you know what? Find me a profession where people throw themselves into harm's way for the greater good and they're not quality people. I mean, that's the kind you want the kind of person in there who's going to throw themselves into harm's way, male or female, and stand there in the gap for the greater good, which is what law enforcement does. All right, so you were in the military, so was I. You know what it's like to work in an environment where it's high stress, or you've got to have teamwork, and at the same time, you know, you walk out into the civilian world in uniform, and people say, hey, thanks for your service. Are we seeing that kind of thing right now nationwide for police?
Among sane people, yes. I mean, here's the thing that you got to remember. Much of the Democrat strategy right now is to say things that everyone knows they don't believe. That's it in a nutshell. Their entire message is one of disingenuous nonsense.
Yeah.
I mean, when Hillary Clinton has a problem, who does she call? Not a social worker.
Yeah.
She calls a police officer. But you would listen to them talk sometimes, and you would think they would think that the police are out to harm people. And they know it's not true. And again, like I said, 90% of the stuff we hear from these people are things that they don't even believe, but they're just saying it because they feel like they have to, or they have to. For example, Dylan Mulvaney's a woman. Yeah. Like nobody believes that. No, nobody believes that. Yet they say it because they essentially have to, or their base will eat them alive.
Well, you just labeled the whole first hour of my show. You must have been listening.
Always, every day.
which I called that whole segment Enabling the Theater of the Absurd. Basically, because no one will say no anymore, they keep getting away with more and more and more. And that's what's happening, I think, with law enforcement. We are seeing right now in cities like Huntsville, Birmingham. Birmingham's offering a $5,000 signing bonus to be a police officer because they can't get people. And they're struggling, and it's not because the local community defunded the police. It's because nationwide, it's been made so unattractive, and they've been demeaned so often that people are thinking, why do I want to do that? Why do I want to be a part of that? Why subject myself to that? That's also.
I mean, there's another side to it too. If you wanted to be a police officer in Alabama, why would you choose Birmingham? Like for what reason would you choose Birmingham, given the reputation of the city and the way people talk about it? Some earned. I mean, I'm not trying to say that Birmingham has the best reputation and all this other stuff, nor does Alabama or anything like that. But the way people talk about the police and some of their leadership, I mean, come on. You're not going to tell me that Randall Woodfin's always been supportive of the police. No, he gives the standard national Democrat talking point that we've got to reimagine and that nonsense. And we all know what that means. That's just a coward's way of saying defund the police, and they don't. Everyone knows it. And again, once again, stating things that they don't remotely believe, just because they feel like they have to, or their base will eat them.
Yeah, well, in Birmingham, by the way, I was shocked when Randall Woodfin did not call for defunding the police, because it was on the heels of him establishing policies that said they will no longer be allowed to have no-knock warrants, which is basically saying you have reasonable suspicion that a serious situation lies inside that door. But you have to knock first and announce yourself. All that does is let them arm themselves inside the room. And then the other is no more flashbang grenades, because those are scary. Anyway, all he did was make police officers' lives more risky, and those kind of missions like SWAT teams would use for dynamic entry more difficult and more deadly.
It's unbelievable. And the goal, what's the goal here? Is the goal to make the community safer? I mean, is the argument that the Democratic Party is making one that they actually believe? Like, just ask yourself, do they believe that having less people in jail makes the community safer or not?
Yeah.
Just ask that question. It should be as common as the what is a woman question. I mean, because it's so stupid and everyone already knows the answer, but they also know that the people you're asking that to, if it gets to the point where you're having that conversation, you already know that person doesn't want to answer that question honestly. You know it, because you wouldn't be having that stupid conversation with somebody that did want to answer it honestly.
Oh, totally.
So it's all fraudulent, and the entire hook here is that they don't want to upset their precious little base of babies. And look, I get it. They're scary. I'd be scared of their base too if I was them. Okay? Their base is both stupid and active. So that's a pretty dangerous combination of traits, and they don't really seem to care what the facts are. And you know, most people making these decisions and voting on these decisions, they don't have to live in the community where this is happening.
Yeah.
Okay? They don't have to think about that kind of stuff. But yes, to answer your broader point, is there a trickle-down in communities that didn't want to defund the police? Are they having issues with the police now, too? Obviously, yes. 100% correct.
Yeah, and I guess closing comments for me is if you look at it, it's a leadership issue. And had the president of the United States come out and said, no, we're not going to denigrate the men and women in blue. I mean, look at Florida. Florida said, if y'all want to come down here, we'll pay you a bonus to move to Florida. And Ron DeSantis came out and said, I support the men and women in blue. And in this state, you will have a home and we will care about you. And I'm going to tell you right now, they recruited people flying in from, you know, New York and everywhere else to take jobs in Florida as law enforcement officers. It was a leadership issue. Leadership can change the tone.
It goes further than that, though. I mean, you also got to remember, you know, you talk about this and you talk about the recruiting and bringing people in and all these other things. There are some communities where, you know, they don't feel like they have the support of the people or the respect of the politicians. And why are you going to go put yourself on the line for either?
Yeah, totally get it, man. All right, spot on. I knew you would be. But listen, go get your little man before he runs down the stairs.
I will. I'll stop him.
All right, Dale Jackson, host of the Dale Jackson Show on 770 AM, 92.5 FM WVNN, and with Yellowhammer News. Appreciate you. Have a great day. All right. Well, listen, we'll take a break right now. We'll come back, and we're going to keep this going. Safe streets. What's it take to have safe streets? Well, they found out in West Hollywood, California, that the new security ambassadors who are unarmed and basically act like crossing guards, they're of no value whatsoever. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.